I'm Sophie Clark. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. A better diet is helping boost the health outcomes of calves in tropical beef herds. I caught up with the University of Queensland's project lead, Associate Professor Lewis Prada Silva, to hear how improving nutrition in the lead-up to calving can be beneficial.
One of the problems we have in the northern beef system is a high level of calf mortality and low fertility of the cows. And we did some work showing that these problems are related to low nutrition of the pregnant cows. They just don't get enough protein during the last month of gestation. And that decreases the milk production, the milk delivery to the baby calves, and the calves don't get hydrated and don't get the nutrition that they need. So they have a higher risk of dying. So the Calf Alive project is expanding this concept and working with different properties in Queensland and the Northern Territory to quantify the impact of improving the nutrition of the pregnant cows. So that is the concept behind the project.
Excellent. And you've been seeing some positive outcomes by improving nutrition a few weeks before calving.
Yeah, so this project has been running for 2 years. It was 1 year to implement the project. We finished 1 year of data collection. And despite the very wet spring that happened in 2022, it was really a very good year, and the quality of the pasture was unusually high during the end of pregnancy, which we're talking about September, October, November. Despite the high quality of pastures, this extra nutrition really improved the fertility of the cow, so they got back in calf faster, and it also increased the amount of milk these cows produced, which reflected in a higher weaning weight of the calves. And the total live weight production of the system increased close to 20 kilograms per breeder, per cow.
Some good results there and plenty for producers to work with in those northern regions. But I guess, you know, there's still further research to be done and this can be expanded on.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, it's hard to get to any solid conclusion after just 1 year of doing some management intervention. So this project will run for 3 years of data collection. So we repeated the project in the spring of 2023, which was a dry spring up until the end of November. And after that, the season was really good. We got plenty of rain, and most places we have very good pastures. But we did have a dry season and low quality of pastures in 2023. So it will be interesting to see the data that comes back from that year. And then we're going to repeat everything on the spring of 2024. So that will give us the season variation and be able to answer to the producers the benefit of improving the nutrition of the pregnant cows so they can make their own decision if it's viable to do. If they know the benefit, they can think about how much they can invest to improve the nutrition of the cows.
Yeah, that'll make all the difference. And I understand you're also, you touched on heat. I guess you'll be looking at the effects of heat stress in the systems there.
We will. So heat stress is another big problem. Not only the quality of the pastures are very low during the late pregnancy, but it's also very hot. And these cows need to walk a long distance to get water. So we are monitoring with cattle sensors. We are monitoring the behavior of the animals during heat stress. With that, we'll be able to quantify the impact of the heat stress of this extreme climate. And also, we're testing the hypothesis that when the cows, they have a better nutrition, they are better prepared to deal with these stresses. So potentially they will suffer less impact on the supplemented group. So yeah, we are certainly looking at the heat stress impact as well. We are also using this project to test the tail hair analysis to detect the more efficient cows. And we're doing that with 18,000 animals, so that will give us a good number of animals to verify if this new test is able to detect these more efficient cows, which will also be important for the producers to improve the herd.
That's the University of Queensland's project lead, Associate Professor Lewis Prada Silva there. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send an email to ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Sophie Clark. Have a great day.